Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, an early morning fire at an apartment construction project in Garner. Authorities are working to learn what or who may have caused it.
And our temperatures are cool this morning. We're starting off in the 60s. I'll show you why we don't make it out of the 60s this afternoon.
And we are inching closer and closer to a government shutdown. Right now, we're live in Raleigh with a look at an event happening today and how this could impact military families in North Carolina.
And tonight, we will learn whether the 82nd Airborne Chorus will be crowned winners of America's Got Talent.
Brother, let me be your shelter. Never leave you all alone.
Their stirring performance on last night's live episode and how they're preparing to hear the result of America's vote tonight. As are we. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. You know, after their performance, one of the soldiers said that that performance was their chance to connect with America and that they wanted America to know that they have their back. Well, we have your back this morning, too. Good morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along. Yeah, Simon said it was his favorite performance. That goes a long way. 1 hour left to vote, so get to it.
7 this morning.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm Jeff Hogan, and great to have you along. And Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, taking a look. We have a little bit of, I don't know, is it cloud, fog, mist? What's going on out there?
Yeah, all of that. Yeah. Low cloud cover, a little bit of mist out there in some places. We take a look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. And mist and drizzle is, the particles are really tiny. You can fit about a million of them in a raindrop. So they don't show up on radar very well because it's calibrated to see a raindrop. We take a look outside across downtown Raleigh, and you can definitely see the cloud cover there. It's going to be a little breezy for us today. Right now, our wind is coming out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour, but we'll see some gusts today, 15 to 20. Right now, the temperature is 63 degrees, and we have cloud cover across the viewing area. So we have the tower lit on top with purple to signify the cloud cover. Our winds will be out of the northeast again today, steady at 10, gusting 15 to 20 miles per hour, especially during the afternoon. It'll be a little stronger closer to the coast. 65 in Fayetteville, 62 Rocky Mount, 57 in Roxborough. So temperatures are cool to start with, but they stay cool all day. We'll see mid-60s at lunchtime and just upper 60s for highs this afternoon. About 5 degrees cooler than yesterday. We're not going to see the clouds breaking up today. But the pattern should begin to break down closer to the weekend. I'll show you when we can expect to see more sunshine. Coming up, Brian.
602, Elizabeth, getting reports of a crash now on the eastern side of Wake County on 64 westbound around Old Bun Road. This is just to the east of the 264 merge there in the Zebulon area. At this point, I'm not seeing any big delays, but that is something we'll be watching. Look out for some police and fire activity as they work to get that cleared. I've also been watching the sensors out at Aviation Parkway at I-40. Our partners at Waze had reported a crash out there a little while ago, but I'm not seeing any indication of any backups there heading toward the airport. I'll keep my eyes on that. Have an update for you in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. We're learning of a string of early morning break-ins to at least two businesses in Raleigh on New Bern Avenue. WRAL's Brett Neese is on the scene in the breaking news tracker. And Brett, one of those locations is a shopping center.
Yeah, there's the shopping center that I'm at is near the Sheets off of New Bern Avenue. And one of the businesses that we're talking about is SMI Fix Phone. It's a phone repair shop. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of what the damage looks like here at the front door. Just got done talking with the owner of the shop, and he tells me this all happened around 3:30 this morning. And you can see some of the shattered glass there from that door that was broken. He says their cash register was stolen out of the store here this morning, and he's working to find out if any product inventory was also stolen. But this is one of multiple break-ins that happened overnight. Thieves got away with a couple of $100 in that cash register here at this particular location. We're going to confirm a couple of other locations. We know the Wingstop down the street on New Bern Avenue also was one of those businesses that was targeted. We're going to keep on this story and continue to keep you updated. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
Also breaking news this morning in Garner, authorities are working to figure out the cause of a fire at an apartment complex that is under construction. It happened just after 1 a.m. at U.S. Highway 70 and Juergen Road. Crews were able to put out that fire quickly and limit the damage. Investigators are working to determine what, possibly who, caused the fire. More breaking news for you this morning. Three people are in the hospital after an early morning crash in Cumberland County. The crash happened just after 1 this morning at Camden Road and George Owen Drive in the Douglas Byrd area. A state trooper tells us the three people who are hurt are expected to recover. We're asking officials about the cause of the crash and if any charges are expected, and we'll let you know when we hear back.
We're another day closer to a possible government shutdown, and there is still no deal in sight. You're looking live at the U.S. Capitol building right now, where lawmakers in the House and Senate are on two different paths with no clear plan to get on the same page. Republicans in the House want big spending cuts and more funding for the southern border. A bill passed with those terms will likely not pass in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Senators passed their own bipartisan measure that likely will not pass in the House. That deadline is Saturday night at midnight.
Renee, with that deadline getting closer, real families are bracing for negative effects here. There's a possibility military families could lose their paychecks if the government shuts down. WIRL's Laura Levine joins us live from the Hilton Raleigh, where a summit is highlighting the importance of service members to our state. Laura, good morning.
Jeff, North Carolina has about 120,000 uniformed service members, and the whole purpose of the summit is to make sure that they stay here in North Carolina once they leave or retire. That summit picking back up here at the Hilton at 8 o'clock this morning. And this year, they're not only highlighting the impact that the military has here in the state, but also making sure that they have jobs for those who have served. This all comes, as we know, with the looming government shutdown that could delay paychecks for service members. Lawmakers are running out of time to get that legislation passed. And while the two chambers go back and forth, military families are at risk of losing out on their paychecks next month. Retired Army Colonel David Hayden says a stop and pay for members of the military would put enormous stress on these families who are often already living paycheck to paycheck.
You start to impact that defense economy when you start telling defense contractors to stand down until further notice. It is a significant event regarding them. For the uniformed personnel, they carry on. That's what they do.
And it is important to mention that in the last government shutdown, emergency funding was passed to protect service members. That is not the case, it appears, for this situation, because those members in the chamber are hoping that a budget will pass before that October 1st deadline. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news, the Hollywood writers' strike is officially over. The Writers Guild of America ended it at 3:01 this morning, authorizing its members to go back to work. The guild had been on strike since May 2nd. Members of the Writers Guild still need to vote on specific terms of the deal, but they can go back to work while that process moves forward. The new contract agreed on by the board and Hollywood studios includes pay increases, better benefits, protections against use of AI, streaming compensation, and longer employment terms. The union representing 160,000 actors remains on strike.
A controversial new law is forcing Wake County school leaders to carefully consider how they want to move forward. The Wake County Board of Education's Policy Committee spent a considerable amount of time yesterday debating how to address the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. It bans teaching on sexuality and gender identity through the fourth grade. It also gives parents access to lists of the materials their kids are checking out from the library. And it requires teachers to notify parents if a student wants to change their preferred name or pronouns. The committee voted to send some policy changes to the next full meeting of the board on October 3rd.
Tonight, we will know if the 82nd Airborne Division Chorus will win it all on America's Got Talent. You still have time to vote for them. WRL's Kelsey Coffey has a look at last night's show-stopping performance, as well as the crowd's reaction. Kelsey, I watched the entire performance as well. It was stirring, moving, had all the feels. Renee, all the feels indeed, and everyone still has just 1 hour left to vote. Voting ends at 7 a.m. this morning, and tonight we will find out if the 82nd Airborne Division Chorus will take home that victory. I want everyone to check out this video of last night's show-stopping performance.
Brother, let me be your fortress.
The group is based at Fort Liberty. The chorus's mission is to sing songs that tell the Army's story by supporting soldiers, their families, recruiting initiatives, and music education programs. The group spoke about the audience's electric energy late last night on the red carpet.
The crowd gives us all that energy, and we feed off of it. So for not only the crowd, but the judges to be involved in our clapping and just really involved in the song, you could tell they heard our message.
That's awesome. And if the group wins, they will have a chance to win a $1 million prize and a shot at headlining their own show in Vegas. We're going to have live reports starting at 4 p.m. tonight. And then you can watch the results live tonight right here on WRAL at 9 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And we'll definitely keep you up to date on the finale of America's Got Talent. We'll have live reports from Hollywood in our evening news at 4, 5, and 11 p.m. The finale airs tonight at 9, right here on WRAL.
Well, this is a terrifying experience for a woman crossing Glenwood Avenue, and she was hit by a car.
Did go up on the hood of the car, which launched me probably about 10 feet.
Why she believes the driver who hit her did it on purpose.
And there will be new fun and new food at the State Fair this year. A look at some of the thrills in store for you at the fairgrounds next month.
And today's going to be the coolest day of the week. We see a high of only 69 degrees. We do start to warm things up, and we're back to some brighter conditions by the latter part of the weekend. I'll show you what has to change before the sun comes back coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
And we're starting off with cloudy skies this morning. We're going to end up with a good bit of cloud cover for today, very similar to what we saw yesterday. It's cool, too, when you step outside, 63 degrees currently. We're only going to make it into the upper 60s for highs this afternoon. So as you're sending the kids out to the bus stop, you may want to dress them a little more warmly, maybe not shorts and T-shirts today with these cool temperatures. Again, temperatures in the low 60s, some upper 50s as folks are heading out the door. And there might be just a little bit of drizzle out there this morning as well. Not enough to probably send them out with their raincoats, but temperature just 69 degrees for this afternoon. We take a look at our cloud cover forecast, and we're definitely looking at a good chance of some cloudy skies for today. We take a look at that potential good 90% to 100% today, Brian.
All right, 614 right now. We have this crash over on the eastern side of Wake County on 64 westbound, right around the Old Bun Road 264 interchange there in Zebulon. A little bit of a slowdown starting to show up now on that westbound side of 64, but we're not talking about big delays at this point. Also getting reports of a minor crash on Oberlin Road just south of Glenwood Avenue inside the Beltline in Raleigh. Live look at I-85 at 70 in Durham. We're looking good in both directions. Right now, that southbound trip on I-85 from Butner into Durham, delay-free. Jeff.
I'll talk about an issue on the roads here. Look at this. The driver of a car. This is video of driving off after hitting a woman on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. The woman tells WRAL the driver hit her on purpose. This person wants to stay anonymous, and she tells us the driver slowed down while she and her girlfriend crossed the street. And then she says the driver rolled down the window, pointed a finger gun at them with a smile on her face, and then hit her as she started crossing the street again.
I did go up on the hood of the car, which launched me probably about 10 feet, landed right on my right hip, had a pretty big asphalt scrape, a couple bruises.
And people saw this happen. They saw the car drive away. They posted it to Reddit. That's how the victim got the license plate and the identity of the driver, Julia Johnson. Court records show Johnson has a history of hit and runs and other charges, including assault with a deadly weapon. Johnson is in jail still and has a court appearance next month.
And happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, some really sad news out of Iraq this morning. More than 100 people are dead and at least 150 others are hurt after a fire ripped through a wedding party there. The disaster was set off by fireworks, candles, and other materials that were used during the wedding celebration. The wedding hall was covered with highly flammable panels that violated safety instruction requirements. Again, more than 100 people died because of this. More than 150 others were hurt, a lot of them suffering severe burns. The bride and groom were okay.
It's time to start marking your calendar for all the big basketball games this season. The ACC has released its schedule for the upcoming season. Here are some of the biggest matchups. UNC and Duke will play in Chapel Hill on February 3rd and in Durham on March 9th. NC State hosts Carolina on January 10th, and they'll play in Chapel Hill on March 2nd. NC State will play Duke once. That will be at PNC Arena on March 4th. You can see the full schedules right now on WRLSportsFan.com.
A double-decker Venetian carousel and some other new rides will be part of the thrills at the North Carolina State Fair this year. New entertainment, including the Birdman, world-class bird shows among this year's lineup. You can also dig into 30 new food offerings. We will learn more about what's being offered as we count down to the fair. It starts October 12th and runs through the 22nd.
And once again, you'll be able to see the members of the WRL family there at the State Fair. We'll let you know the details as it gets closer, but we can't wait for that. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with this dry and cloudy start, and it's going to be cool all day.
Temperatures stay in the 60s all day today. We made it up to 73 yesterday, so it'll be a few degrees cooler than that. We have gray skies here over North Hills in Raleigh and really all across the viewing area. Right now it is 63 degrees in the Triangle with a dew point of 58. Earlier this morning there was a little drizzle showing up officially at RDU, and we're just seeing clouds there now. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s at lunchtime, so we're just going to really hold steady where we are. Here's what's happening. We have a low pressure system that's sitting offshore. Low pressure systems rotate counterclockwise. That low is dragging in some cool, moist air off of the North Atlantic, and that is setting up this cloud cover that we're seeing. As that low continues to shift southward, a pattern breaks up a little bit, and we'll begin to see more sunshine, but that's going to be slow to happen. It's not likely to be until maybe Saturday or Sunday before we start to see a bit more sun. A little breezy near that low, especially. We're going to see winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour, potentially around Clinton, Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, but from Durham to Roxboro to Southern Pines, it's more like closer to 15 to 20 mile per hour gusts this afternoon in particular. We take a look at our temperatures, just 69 in Raleigh, 68 in Durham, and 73 in Fayetteville. Futurecast showing just a little bit of light precipitation possible here as we get through the day today. A sprinkle here or there, it's not going to be much. Matter of fact, it won't even be enough to measure in the rain gauges. And it's possible that we would see a few peaks of sunshine in the afternoon, similar to what we saw yesterday, but mostly cloudy skies. 79 is our normal high, so we're 10 degrees below that today at 69 for Thursday. Tomorrow, 75, and then Friday, 77. So we start to warm things up, which will make it feel nice for the Bluegrass Festival. Temperatures in the upper 70s for highs on Friday and Saturday. We should be rain-free. It may be slightly sunnier Saturday afternoon, but we're still looking at a good bit of cloud cover for the weekend. But again, those temperatures should be great. Once we turn the corner, we get into early next week, we have a good chance of above normal temperatures for the first week of October. And we can see that beginning at the end of the 7-day forecast. Today, 69. We'll keep it in the mid-70s all the way through Saturday and Sunday. And then that sunshine really pops out for us on Monday and Tuesday and warms things up a bit. I still have some systems in the tropics to show you. One that could develop later today. More on that coming up, Brian.
620 right now, Elizabeth. And we are watching sensor readings over on the eastern side of Wake County now with a crash reported on 64 westbound near Old Bun Road in the Zebulon area. Here is the 64-264 split, and that crashes just to the east of that. You can see those heavy delays building in from 39 back toward that 264 interchange. Just need to give yourself a little extra time and look out for police and first responder activity as they work to get that crash cleared. Reportedly, it's a crash with injuries, so it may be a little while before it's all clear. Inside the Beltline in Raleigh, watch for a minor crash on Oberlin Road at Ashland Street. That is just south of Glenwood Avenue. Quick check of our westbound delays on I-40 through Wake County. Right now, it's all clear from 42 all the way out toward the airport.
Thank you, Brian. Love this. The Durham Bulls are at it again. They could clinch another championship tonight. A big win in game one of their series has them right on the verge of another International League pennant.
And tonight could be your lucky night. The Powerball jackpot is growing to one of the biggest all time.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Actress Kerry Washington is opening up in her new memoir about how she learned her dad is not her biological father.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about this. Her memoir is called Thicker Than Water, and in it she talks about how her parents shared with her that she was born from a sperm donor. She was preparing to go on a show that examines celebrities' DNA to trace their roots, and they wanted to make sure that they heard the truth from them.
Washington said that moment was certainly shocking for her. It put her in a tailspin. But then later, she says the revelation was like a call to adventure for her, that she's looking at this as an opportunity to learn more about who she is and who she can become.
I wonder when they were going to reveal that if she hadn't gone through those steps there. Interesting.
Maybe never.
Yeah,
they said never.
Artificial intelligence is joining Family Game Night. Mattel is putting out a new version of Pictionary that pits players against artificial intelligence. Yes, indeed. You'll be able to sketch words, but instead of your opponent guessing what it is, an AI model is going to make the guess. The game is expected to hit store shelves next week.
Sounds like it's missing the human component there. I mean, let the bots do the guessing, I suppose. But who knows what they'll come up with? I don't know.
I don't want to play with AI. I want to play with my friends and family.
Yeah. A solitaire Pictionary could be a good way to kill some hours.
I want to beat Brian on game night. Today is Google's 25th birthday. The search engine celebrating its birthday with a special doodle and some surprises in the searches. This morning on Today, NBC News' Harry Smith goes inside Google headquarters. Engineers there are deeply focused on their next project, a chatbot called Bard that is powered by artificial intelligence. That's Today. It airs at 7, right after this newscast on WRAL.
McDonald's is making some additions to its options of dipping sauces. That includes sweet and spicy jam, which is a breakfast-inspired sauce. It also is releasing Mambo sauce based on a condiment that's popular in the D.C. area. The new sauces will be available October 9th. Okay, what is Mambo sauce, though? They're going to have to tell us. Gracious. We don't have to tell you too much about the weather. We've had this pattern for the last several days. The clouds will stick around. This is a look at the percentage of the sky covered with clouds today. What I will tell you is when we'll likely have more sunshine in our forecast coming up.
And a violent crash in Cumberland County leaves three people in the hospital. What state troopers are saying about what happened at this scene early this morning?